innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the InterCities Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 281. Joining me today.
Try that again. It's episode 286.
Is it?
That's what you put on the document.
Did I? Holy shit. Okay. Whatever. It's 280 something.
We're almost at 300.
Yeah, we are almost at 300. Jesus Christ. It's been a long day. But it's been a long... Yeah, it is 286. Yeah. Duh. And joining me today, as you hear, it's fucking Brian.
What's up, guys? I mean, come on. That's just... Should we roll credits? Take two?
Yeah. No. Just keep rolling. No cut.
Just print it? All right.
Just print it. We don't got enough footage for this. Might as well. Enough tape for this.
Right.
Just keep it rolling.
And we don't have Matt Reeves as director.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do not have Matt Reeves as director. Pretty sure he would have done a better job at that. Mm-hmm. So what's going on, Ryan? How you doing, man?
I'm good. It feels weird to be back because we had a week off.
Yes, we had a fantastic fucking week off.
We did. We did have a fantastic week off. Mm-hmm. Things are good. I'm excited. I know you're excited because,
very excited.
I saw the Batman today.
Yes, we did.
We're not gonna spoil it for you guys.
No spoilers. We're gonna be nice. Even though there is 45-hour rule or the 48-hour rule.
Yeah,
we're gonna give it a little bit longer.
We're gonna give you to episode 282. I mean 287.
Yeah, exactly. That one.
see what I did there?
Yep, I love it.
So the Batman dropped today, and I was going to try to hold out and wait the 45 days until it hits HBO Max because WB signed the deal, but I'm like, no.
Just put it out there.
Everything I watch on YouTube was like, oh, Heavy Spoilers has a breakdown of the Batman ending, and What Culture has the final cipher. And Jeremy Johns has the spoiler review talk, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, no earmuffs.
No.
Just let it out.
And like, even there was at the end of the film, there's a thing that happens, and like, the two guys sitting next to me in the theater were pointing out a surprise voice of an actor, and like, I didn't want like, and they're like, oh, it's him, and I'm like, I put my finger in my ear and started going like making my as quiet without making anything like don't spoil it. And then when I looked it up, I'm like, oh my god, so like I stayed spoiler free for this entire film,
and I'm
glad that I got some sort of spoiler free thing out of this because Spider-Man got ruined for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had my theories about, Toby and Andrew Garfield.
Oh, for sure. We all did because we even spoke about that on the show.
Yeah.
Well, before it even came out.
Yeah. So, like, I had my theories, but I would have liked to have been like, holy shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But somebody had to ruin that for me. And then Scream 5. I love my cousin to death. But she texted me a thing like, oh, poor Dewey. I'm like, no, I didn't see it yet. I mean, spoiler alert for that movie. But like, y'all knew David Arquette had to die eventually. There's only so many stab wounds the man can take. There's only so much blood his body can pump out.
Yeah, basically.
And beside, he's like a wrestler now. So chill.
Yeah, exactly.
He did a reverse rock. Yeah, he like the Rock like tried a movie and now he's the Rock and like Hollywood Rock. But David Arquette's like, oh, I made Ready to Rumble once and now I'm a wrestler.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And like he almost died from that last match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah. So the Batman, I had to see it. And
yep, we had to see it.
It
is a must watch.
It's a must watch. It is the best way to be vague about this entire thing is if you guys are big Batman comics mm-hmm. fans.
Mm-hmm.
It was long. It was 3 hours. It was 256.
Yeah.
It was a three.
Well, hour... essentially, it is 247.
Okay.
Because technically, there's this is the only spoiler that I'll give is that there is nothing really at the end of the trailers. You don't have to sit through fucking anything else.
No.
That's the end, and yeah. It's good.
It's where it needed to be.
Yeah, because I don't want you guys to sit there like, oh my god, I'm gonna see more things after the 20-minute credit roll.
Yeah,
no, you don't need to. It's long enough as it is so far.
And I joke around with my wife about that all the time because
my wife haven't done that in a while.
It's been a long time, but when we go back, so on Saturday nights we sit down, we make popcorn and mm-hmm. share a bottle of wine and watch a classic, like a 50s, 60s movie mm-hmm. where the credits rolled first. And the credits are like a minute and a half long.
Yeah.
So the joke is, could you imagine if we're watching a big budget film of today where they roll the credits first?
Oof.
It's fucking brutal.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
The credits for this though weren't as bad as your traditional Marvel film though.
Okay. So, well, because you got to think about it, there wasn't. I don't think there were any real special effects in this. Probably just like one or two here and there.
One or two.
But a lot of it was like pretty straightforward
and practical. Like Colin Farrell's makeup was 100%.
What?
And like,
oh my god!
And he spoke about that on Hot Ones. So Colin Farrell's the recent guest on Hot Ones, mm-hmm. and he spoke about how the makeup was like 4 hours, but worth it. And then they eventually got it down to 2 hours. But like, all the prosthetics in his face moved naturally. So when he talked, like, I don't know if you saw the story, but like, he went to go to Starbucks in the makeup, and nobody recognized him.
Of course. The way that he looked, I didn't know it was him. Like, granted, I knew it was him because we follow the fucking show.
Yeah,
we follow everything that's going on, so we know what it is. But there are people that have no idea what was going on.
It was the second time ever that that's happened to me. The first time was going back to theaters. I forget what I was going to go see, but the movie poster for Tropic Thunder showed up. All right.
Mm.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. and I'm mm-hmm. looking at it. I'm like, where's Robert Downey Jr.? And then I look carefully. I'm like, holy shit.
So, he's in blackface.
Yeah. But like, Colin Farrell completely just did not look. I did not think he was in that movie. Like, you'd be like, oh, wait, where was he? I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so to go back to what I was saying is like that movie, that, you know, 2 hour and 47 movie
mm-hmm.
was just a straight up comic book in live action for that entirety. And the parts that drag, right? The quote drag.
They're all essential to that.
It's all essential to the plot. Yeah. Yep. So you're going to walk out going, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. And yeah, really like not even the dragging parts were not slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it goes to show you, like, could you imagine how different this movie was supposed to be when it was a Ben Affleck directing, starring himself movie?
Mm-hmm.
And then he left the project. Or no, at first he stopped being director. And then that's when Matt Reeves is going to jump on. But then he mm-hmm. left the project.
Yep.
And then Matt Reeves pretty much was like, well, I need to make a brand new film. And I didn't know this. He actually wrote the part of Batman with Pattinson already cast in his mind, not knowing that Pattinson would even want to be Batman.
That I did not know. And
you could tell he's a nerd about it because, I mean, he brought it up to Matt Reeves about doing Death in the Family.
Nice.
And it's like, when do you really see the actor loving loving what he's playing so much that he wants to do the sequel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That he's like, I want
to do that. Well, essentially, that's kind of what Ben Affleck wanted to do. He wanted to continue to play Batman, yeah, because he loves the character. That was one of the characters that from the get he always wanted to be.
Yeah.
Because from even when he first started acting, before anything, he was like, yo, I love Batman. I would love to actually play Batman one day. And he did.
Yeah.
And he was actually pretty damn good at it.
One of the better ones.
Yeah. And it should happen. And he was like, yeah, I don't want to do this shit anymore. Yeah. Which is understandable. Which is totally understandable.
But I mean,
but now we got what a lot of people would consider the Twilight Batman.
Right.
But it is a really good. Yeah. No sparkles.
No sparkles.
Just
brooding and violent.
Yeah. Lots of violence.
It was the way that you wanted Batman. It's like when you read a comic book like Batman Eternal, for example, mm-hmm, where anytime it was violent as fuck.
Yep.
The Long Halloween. Anything Batman that's dark and gritty, like this was a live action comic book and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It was what you would expect and what you would think of when you're reading detective comics.
Yes.
This is essentially that. You have a lot of Batman, you have a lot of dialogue going back and forth, trying to figure out what's going on within the story.
And
fucking fantastic.
The outfit, we'll talk about them more next week. But holy shit. But aside
kudos from that, to all the acting. Kudos to all the acting in that shit too. Yeah. Fucking fantastic. Everybody fucking great at it.
Like, if you go back to watching the original teaser trailer where it was supposed to drop in 2020,
mm-hmm,
and then you're like, oh, it'll come out in 2021, and then it finally came out, it was worth the wait.
Yeah, definitely worth the wait.
You know, even if, like, you're impatient, you're like, oh, I wanted to see it. No, it's worth the wait. This movie fucking amazing.
Yep.
But aside from that, what else did I watch this week? I took your advice and I watched and I completed The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, yeah.
And
praise Jeebus.
As quickly as I watched season one, I watched season two even quicker.
Yeah, you did.
I guess I'm about the finale already, and then I'm like, yeah, I want more. This fucked up.
Yeah, it's funny because you told me the other day, you were like, oh, I'm watching the mid-season finale. I'm like, I don't think it's the mid-season finale. I think it's the end.
Yeah. And and that The Righteous Gemstones is probably one of the best ideas for a show, for a comic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's televangelism. It's praise Jeebus in the, you know, in like the fancy church stadium. And as I brought this up to you, it sort of reminds me of Leap of Faith with Steve Martin.
Yep. It's funny. Until you actually mentioned it, I didn't even think about it.
Right.
Because that's a long fucking time ago.
It's like early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is really fucking funny. If you haven't watched The Righteous Gemstones,
fucking great.
John Goodman to me, like, sure, he was Dan on Roseanne and now the reboot Connors thing, whatever. It's just like an iconic role for him and all the other things he's done, the amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
But for me personally, this is the greatest role he's been in since he played Walter in Lebowski.
That's I totally see it.
And his story arc in season two, like, that was a twist I didn't see coming.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming at all.
And they're all great. I mean, Danny McBride is just a more
huge kudos. Huge kudos to him because he's also like the person behind the fucking show.
He created the fucking show.
Yeah,
and
fucking crazy.
And David Gordon Green and Jody Hill are his, you know, his guys. And, you know, it's crazy that they do this, but they also fucking did Halloween 2018 Kills and eventually Ends.
Yep.
Which will come out later this year. But, like, fantastic series. Really funny. And I like that they're all different lengths. It's like, this episode only needs to be 30 minutes, but this episode needs to be, like, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just so much going on. And then, even as long as the episode is, you're like, but no.
That's it. We want more. Yeah.
I mean, That series, I told you, that series had me hooked from the first, like, 10 minutes or less from the fucking first episode.
Yep.
And I'm like, wait, where is this? Holy shit.
Yep.
It's
fucking so great.
Fucking great. Aside from that, I finally got around to playing The Last of Us.
Okay.
It was a game I forgot I had because I borrowed it from somebody who I no longer talk to.
Nice.
So it's like, oh, thanks for the free game.
Yay, ex-friends.
Yay. terrific plot. I'm excited about the TV show now, even more.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We started West Wing because I know my wife has been like, oh, we got to watch West Wing.
Like, you know, I've never watched it. Never watched that show.
We're like, I don't know, a quarter of the way through the first season, and it's actually really fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. Great acting, great writing.
Okay.
So, can I watch anything else? I don't even know.
That's fair.
I've been catching up on South Park.
I need to watch the second COVID special.
I don't think I watched.
Well, the third one.
I've watched just this season so far.
Okay.
I might have watched the first COVID one. And then this week I finally got around to going back and watching Dynamite.
Nice.
Because so and that battle royal was just so fucking well done.
That casino battle royale was fucking insane.
And then I watched the first episode of The Boys Diabolical today.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool. It was done in the style of an old Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yep.
The sound effects, everything.
All the episodes, and I'll touch on that right now. All the episodes are different. Yeah. Every single episode is done differently. All different animation styles. Some of them are anime. Some of them are totally different. Some of them are pretty much borrowed from the actual Boys TV show, the way it's done. But a lot of it is very different, which is fucking great.
Yeah, it goes to show you that it doesn't go stale.
Yeah. I fucking loved it. I finished the entire thing. Granted, they're all like 15-minute episodes.
Right.
But they're all fucking fantastic.
I would have watched more earlier, but then like I watched.
You had to go see Batman.
I had to like make sure the kids like went down for a nap, so they were bright eyed and fresh faced for my mom when she came by. Oh yeah,
for sure.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely get back into it. Probably not tonight. I'm gonna watch Rampage after we record this.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't think I've watched anything else. I might have. I don't remember. I'm also really tired.
That's fair. That's fair.
I've been up since like 7 and or earlier.
Nice.
Yeah, and then got my ass kicked by Batman.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got. What about you?
Nice. Well, as for me, the main reason that we didn't record last week is because I wasn't fucking around over here. I didn't have my computer nearby. Granted, I could have, used Bri and shit and just recorded off my phone and shit, but why would I do that? I'm just relaxing. So yeah, I was on vacation last week and figured why not take the whole week off and bring everybody together in the room.
Did you hang out with anybody special?
Yeah. I got to hang out with all of you guys. I got to hang out, well, not you, the listeners, but like, Brian. I got to chill with Brian a couple days. Yeah. Chill with Alex. Chill with Charlie. Chill with Tan, that she's been on the show before. Chill with Mario. Mr. Comics with One Manga Time Anime World. Yeah, dude. So much fun. I got to hang out with my goddaughter that I haven't seen in forever, as well as my godfather that I haven't seen in forever. Also, like, the biggest reason that I went out there is for my parents. I haven't seen them in a few months. Obviously, they came down here for my birthday, but I figured I'd take a trip up there because, tickets were fucking cheap as hell. paid round trip $60.
That's crazy.
Fucking fantastic. Fucking why the fuck not? Got extra $60? Fuck it, I'll go do it. And it was a good trip. Like I must say, like I haven't really done much things for myself the last couple of years. And I figured,
it's about fucking get away. Time.
Yeah. It's about time, get away, enjoy myself for a little while, not have to worry about just dealing with shit here in Florida. Granted, I don't mind Florida. I like Florida. But being able to go back to the motherland in a way. Go back to the motherland, see how things are out there. And you know, kind of like reset just a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was fucking great. It was real cool. One thing that I don't really like about New York right now is that everything's under fucking construction. Literally everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, why is this knocked down and that one knocked down? Or why are... And everything's just fucked up everywhere. Not as many homeless people as they say.
Right. Well, they're all probably hiding in the Port Authority.
Right. Yeah, probably.
But also like, especially, I don't know if you went and hung around like the Herald Square area, like by MSG.
No, I didn't get over there yet.
Like that was a lot of construction there too. Like,
yeah,
they knocked down the White Castle about 2 years ago.
Oh, it's so sad.
I know.
Yeah. But one thing I did notice was where we actually met was like, you know, right by 237, right by Grand Central. Mm-hmm. Walked pretty much from there all the way over to like 63rd Street, where you catch the E and the F. I walked all the way that way, and that whole strip, literally all of Lexington, was pretty much abandoned stores.
Oh yeah,
super fucking sad.
COVID killed that area.
Super fucking sad. Because there was so much shit over there.
Uh-huh.
And then going down the street, and you see nothing but closed stores left and right. I'm like, jeez, man.
Well, at least Midtown Comics is still there.
Yes, both Midtown. Well, two of the Midtown Comics that I usually went to were both there.
Well, all three are still around.
Yeah, no, I know they're still around, and they even have the store in Queens or whatever the warehouse. Yeah,
but just as long as they're still around, that's good.
Yeah, that's the important part, right?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
but yeah, like, I mean, the last time I was in that area was like November,
mm-hmm.
and like I was walking around. It's when I had the sales job for a bit, mm-hmm. and like I walked around because there was a wine store right there. But I'm like, the GNC is gone. And I'm like, I used to always like buy like my like workout shit and then hop on the express bus to come back to this house. You know? Yeah. Like, and it's like, no. I mean, there's better stores out there anyway, but
yeah, of course.
It's like, this holy shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how times change things and how how the overall just experience there is completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing that I did out there that was really fucking fun, I bought fucking edibles on the fucking street in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, holy shit. I didn't think, like, I knew they would dabble in shit up. Like, because last time I was out there, they had a truck in Union Square, I think it was.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
It's when you and I were roaming around when I was frantically buying shit for the wedding.
Right. Yeah, we saw it, but I didn't buy anything then.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw it or whatever, and then I saw it this time, and I was like, why not? So I tried it. I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll buy it. It's like $25 for like a Rice Krispies treat. Fucking fantastic too. It was great. For $25, because the thing is, like, I was thinking about, like, yo, I'm gonna buy it and bring it back home. But then I read online and everything, I was like, yeah, you technically can't bring that over, you know, in the plane, because technically it's illegal. It's federal air. You can't fucking take that in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe maybe I can, you know, repackage it or something. Or I was like, eh, I don't know about repackaging. So I'll just hold on and I'll wait for a little bit. I'll just hold on to it for a couple of days. And I did. I held it for a couple of days. But one day I was like, yeah, let me try it or whatever. So I took a piece. I gave my mom a little bit. I was like, here, try it. She was like, what the fuck is this? She was like, I told her, oh, this is, you know, it has weed in it and stuff. She was like, but why are you eating that? I'm like, well, why not? I just want to chill. She took it. She took a bite or whatever. And then she was like, that's too sweet. It's too sweet. Like, okay, yeah, it has fucking nothing but fucking sugar and candy in it. But it was good. It was good. It was good. And at one point I was like, oh, I told Brian, I was like, yo, like, I think I'm going to, I bought one, but I didn't know what to do with it. I was going to bring it on Friday that we all hung out. And I was like, I kind of want to try some more. And like every day, it's funny because like after I told you that, I was like, I tried just a little bit every other day after that. I was like, yeah, I felt real good. Because I took a piece, I would sit and I would watch stuff on my phone. Because miraculously, my parents had fucking Wi-Fi. I was like, okay, sure. I'll watch shit on my fucking phone. Why not? So I'm watching something. And then I'm out. Like a fucking light. Real quick. I was like, holy shit. I was like, this is fucking great. I was not expecting this. But it was good. They put me in a real good place. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to buy more of this next time I go up there. Or I'm going to try to find, like, try to get a fucking... a license to get shit out here too, like a prescription and shit. So yeah, it's fucking great. Weed is great. I'm not gonna say I'm a pothead because I'm not a smoker because, you know, because of asthma and shit. I can't, you know, inhale smoke into my fucking lungs and shit. My lungs are all shitty as is right now. Don't want to make them any worse. But yeah, that was my, like, my new experience was actually really, really fun. I had fun. Like I said, I got to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in fucking ages. Of course, I saw you guys. And it was, oh, I also got to meet my grandnephew. It's fucking fantastic. Yeah. My grandnephew, dude. Like, this little kid. He's fucking awesome. He's just about a year old or whatever. He's my oldest niece's kid. My oldest niece turns out to be actually like a year younger than me, because my brother, I had an older brother. I was born on his 16th birthday. That was his birthday present. And when, like, pretty much the year after, he was like, yeah, I'm gonna have kids. And he had her, and that's why she's fucking a year younger than me. It's fucking insane. But yeah, she finally had her kid last year, and so around the same time that you had yours, Brian. Okay. And this kid is full of joy.
Nice.
I fucking love it. Like, kids are great. Your kids are fucking amazing too. Like,
oh, thank you.
It's so fun seeing kids in their formative years, and you see them like trying to do things. You're just like, wait, is she going to do it right? Are they going to do it right? And then you see it and you're like, yeah, love it. It's fucking fantastic, dude. I love it.
And my kids, who are never really shy, they were shy as fuck when you were over.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was my scary beard.
Probably. But especially probably. Charlotte. Charlotte is all like,
yeah,
chatty and, but then like you came over and she's like, no.
It was hilarious, dude. I was like, why is she being so shy?
They were also kind of being, they're also kind of being flirty with you too. They do that.
Oh yeah,
they bat those eyelashes. They're like, oh yeah,
they start twirling their hair and shit.
Right, and they're like, oh, you're gonna give us something because we're adorable, right?
Yeah, that's children's for you. Yeah, I love being around kids. This is my favorite, and I can't wait till this weekend coming. I have the kids this weekend, so it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be real cool. Something that I watched this week, something that I really enjoyed was other than the Batman. Something that, like, this is something that I've been, you know, thinking about watching for quite a while. And it was the, I like the true crime stuff. Something that's, you know, that's always, you know, captured my mind or whatever, my brains. Like, yeah, let's see what's going on with this shit. And I watched the murder of Lacey Peterson on Hulu, which is essentially it was on A&E before. But it's actually trying to they were trying to figure out, did he really kill her? Mm-hmm. Or something else happened or whatever. And going through every episode, and it's like, it just makes you think, like, did he really do it? Or was it somebody else that did something? And you don't know. It's been like, 10 years or so since the original case?
Something like that, yeah.
And it just leads you to believe, like, did he really do it? To me, at least. Because I know some people are like, oh my God, this is absolute bullshit. He did it. He killed her. And then when you really listen to the facts about everything that's happened around the trial, mm-hmm. the fact that there everybody that was pretty much in the jurors' bench or whatever, they all knew about the case before it even started. So they all had their thoughts about it. And the jurors, you know, they usually seclude them from everybody. They get them away from, you know, from TV and from, you know, the people and your people and stuff like that. No, they weren't to question anywhere. They all went back home. They all got to see what's happening on the TV and stuff like that. Hearing other people's opinions. All that. So everybody was like, oh yeah, there's a bunch of people. There's always going to be people that are going to be like, oh yeah, this guy did this. Fuck him. He sucks. Give him death sentence. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, there was a bunch of fucking evidence that wasn't really worth all evidence, because a lot of it was like, doesn't make any sense. So yeah, it was really interesting to see. It was really interesting to watch. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. So check it out. Come to your own conclusion about it, because of course, you know, we can't do anything about it now. But yeah, it's a really interesting case. So go check that out. That's on Hulu right now. And what else did I watch? Like we said earlier, we watched Dynamite. Fucking fantastic Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Especially it being, you know, essentially the go home show before Revolution, which is this weekend. As when this episode comes out, it'll be, you know, after. But yeah, it was a really good Dynamite. Really, really good Dynamite. First off, they went back to Daly's place, which was the place that they had all the pandemic shows. Mm-hmm. And it was fucking fantastic. Fantastic is one of those words that I'm just saying every fucking, like, every few minutes. Which is great, because it fits. It tracks, you know? We need the fantasticness in this episode. So Dynamite was fucking great. They some amazing matches. What was the like we said earlier, the casino tag team battle royale. It's fucking great. Every 60 second a new tag team comes in. And they come in and they do a thing. And one of my favorite parts of that, you know, that match was that Darius Martin, who's been out for an entire year, came back part of Top Flight with his brother Dante Martin. Fucking great. Both really awesome high flyers. I was not expecting him to come back now. But being that it's been an entire year, and the fact that when they first started was there, was awesome to see. It was really cool. Then also the MJF trying to or CM Punk trying to talk to MJF, fucking fantastic too, because
yeah,
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, but the best part of the night was the fact that they acquired ROH.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to get to that, but yeah, that was fucking great too. I was not expecting that. No. we talked about it previously. Like we go because we text all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, like when they said, oh yeah, we're gonna have a huge announcement. I'm like, okay. It sounded, it could be somebody else, but they don't usually say we're going to have a huge announcement then. Then it was like, oh yeah, so what's going to happen? What do you think is going to be? And then he kind of teased that, like, oh yeah, this is something that's going to be big for the business. Not necessarily for AEW, but for the business of wrestling and for wrestlers in general and also fans. So I was like, what could it be? And then I told you, I was like, yo, they're probably buying ROH or Ring of Honor. And I was like, yeah, that has to be it. That has to be it. And then first thing on Dynamite, he comes out. And he's like, yo, I've been a fan of theirs for over 20 years, which is they just make their 20-year mark or whatever. He's like, yo, I went and I bought it because it's been on sale for quite some time. Literally for a couple years because ROH, not that they're doing bad, but they're not doing as great as they thought they would have been, especially after pandemic and everything, not being able to have people in the stands and stuff like that,
right?
And also that they were keeping people away. They were trying to keep the performers or the wrestlers. They were trying to keep them safe, so they were pretty much like, yo, like, you guys can chill. We're not going to do much. We'll have, you know, the occasional show here and there. Kind of the same way the AEW that they had, like, week on, week off type thing.
Yeah.
They were pre-taped stuff, so things would show up when they would show up. But then at the end of the year, they were like, yeah, we're going to go on hiatus. We're going to go on hiatus for a few months, and we're going to see what happens then. And then they were just like, yeah, we're just going to chill. Pretty much at that point on the hiatus, they were like, yeah, just before the hiatus, they pretty much said, like, everybody that had a contract, you don't have a contract anymore. Pretty much going to be free agents. Do what you got to do. Have fun. Of course, you have a couple people that had the title that continued with the title, like, you know, like Jonathan Grisham continues going everywhere, fighting with the title. The Briscoes still have their titles. And a couple other people still have, you know, their titles and stuff like that. But everybody else pretty much got released. And they were like, okay, so what's going to happen now? And then for a while, they said that it's been pretty much been up in the air. So, you know, we're going to buy it. We're going to sell it. WWE for a while was looking for it, looking into it. But obviously that didn't go anywhere.
Right.
And then the rumor is that Tony Khan paid $30 million for it.
Oh, shit.
Which is not too bad for something with, like, 20 years worth of stuff on their belt. Uh-huh. As far as, like, not just, you know, not just wrestling, but also the name is pretty good because, of course, you know, what they've stood for from the beginning is pretty good. It's actually wrestling, not like sports entertainment, like we've seen. But also the fact that they have a huge library of stuff, especially when a lot of the people that are in AEW at the moment came from ROH.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Like, I was super surprised, and like that made me super happy. I was like, yeah, I like it. I like the way they're going with this. So it's going to be pretty cool to see what they're going to do. So rumor is that as far as this whole acquisition is that ROH is kind of gonna be like kind of like the NXT for AEW.
Okay.
Which could be interesting.
Yeah.
I could see it. But what we have to see also is that ROH didn't really have a lot of TV time. They don't really have like a real, like, oh yeah, we're gonna have a show weekly or whatever. It just shows up when it shows up.
Right.
I think it was, on YouTube or something that they would put stuff up?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with it. If they're going to essentially bring something as far as like a weekly show or something. Because for a company to actually make a lot of money, you got to have that visibility somewhere. And AEW tends to have a really good visibility. Of course, you know, it's on TNT, it's on TBS, it's also on YouTube. But it'd be interesting to see what they're going to do with ROH and how they're going to build that brand even more than it was before. Granted, now it has a lot of eyes on it now that AEW is a part of it. But I'm excited to see where this is going to go. Very excited. Hell yeah. And I'm super excited for this weekend because I'm going fucking Revolution this weekend. So yay. Hell yeah, dude. Super fucking cool. I haven't been to a wrestling show in, I guess, in a year since WrestleMania last year. But that was a meh show. So,
and also you were working it, so it's not like you were attending.
Yeah, but I was working it, but I did see most of the things that was going on, and I was like, eh. I wasn't necessarily invested in WrestleMania.
Like, I'm gonna try to watch it this year, but I'm like, eh.
Right, exactly. Like the thing with WrestleMania is like, I want it because I've always been a fan of wrestling, like since I was a kid. But the fact that like I was not invested in it because like I didn't know who the fuck was fighting that weekend. Like the only thing that I knew was Bianca Belair. I've never watched a Bianca Belair match. I think I stopped watching before Sasha Banks started wrestling in WWE. So like there was a lot of things I was like, yeah, what the fuck is going on? I don't know what's going on. The only person I remember was fucking Miz and Bryan Danielson that were there. Mm-hmm. And that was a shit match too.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Yeah, but I'm excited to go to Revolution this weekend. This weekend coming. That's going to be really fun. Well, not this weekend. Fucking Sunday. It's just 2 days from now. Jesus Christ.
2 days from now, yeah.
Yeah, 2 days from now. So by the time this episode comes up, you would have heard our predictions and shit for that. Because, of course, we're going to do that after we do this regular show. Yay. but yeah. Anything else you want to add before we get into the geek shit?
I had something on my mind and now I'm fucking blanking. maybe it'll come back to me toward the end, but I don't remember right now.
Okay, that's fair. Alright, so I guess it's time to get into some geek shit. Because, of course, you know, that's what we do here. We've been geeking out about a lot of shit, especially Batman. And first thing that we got this week, obviously, we knew that there was going to be a Penguin spinoff. But there's also going to be another spinoff for the Batman. And that's going to be Arkham Asylum coming to HBO Max as well. That's going to be really cool. Because, of course, you know, we did get a little bit of taste of Arkham in the Batman. But, we've always known that Arkham has been a good part of, you know, of Batman lore, whether it's comics or TV shows or even video games. Yeah. You have the old Arkham series.
Yeah. I mean, the entire first game took place on Arkham Island.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty cool to see I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it, especially after watching the movie. They're going to go with it.
And I wonder if anybody from the movie will make an appearance.
Right.
Like will Robert Pattinson be Batman visiting a patient?
Yep. Or are they gonna have more of Gordon in it? Because of course we had Gordon in Batman. So and he was pretty good.
I mean
fucking great actually.
As we always joke around, the peoples.
Yeah.
The Peoples was fan fucking tastic.
Yeah, yeah.
As always, and like
he was as good as he just became.
Yeah, and like, it's great that like, I mean, to get back onto the movie. Well, actually, to get back onto the movie. If you think about it, three people from the movie have been in Marvel stuff. Zoe Kravitz was in First Class.
Yeah, she was. I forgot about that shit.
Colin Farrell was that shitty version of fucking Bullseye. And then Jeffrey Wright is the Watcher.
Yep. You know? Yep.
So.
And one other person that's weird and we're not going to say. Because, of course, you know, we can't say that yet.
Oh, yeah, that person.
Yep.
Yep. So, four.
Yep.
So, yeah, I wonder what they'll do with this. Like, I mean, with Arkham, do you bring in Zsasz? Do you bring in... And absolutely, it's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Lucas.
So, like, you know, do you bring in the Mad Hatter? Do you bring in...
Yeah. What are they going to bring in? Especially if they're going to do the Arkham series. Who else is going to be in Arkham?
Because, you could have Paul Dano show up being fucking nuts in Arkham.
See, Grande film, yes.
You could have... You could have anybody. You could have that person we're not saying show up again. And then you could go back and just go back and do it like the corrupt guards at Arkham.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much shit that they can do.
Especially since they've been saying that they're going to do the whole Gotham PD type thing as well. So it's having that Gotham PD thing tie in with this as well. Be fantastic.
This will be a better version of Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
This would be like Gotham, like the first season.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But on HBO, where they could get away with violence.
With good violence. With good violence. Yeah, yeah.
With vengeance.
Yeah. All the vengeance. So and, good.
I mean, this part's not a spoiler, because you've seen it in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But that fucking the pummeling of that, you know, the first ever I'm vengeance moment, like, I'm like, okay, this is just dope, and yeah,
absolutely.
But yeah, I wonder what, like, I really wonder what they're gonna do with Arkham.
Yeah, and exactly.
I'm really curious to see what they're gonna do with the Penguin show.
Mm-hmm. Very, 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 very interested in that, because of course, you know, Penguin was a huge part in this.
He was huge, and he wasn't a lot of screen time, but his presence was felt.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, the whole... I mean, this isn't a spoiler. If you guys are fans of Penguin, you know the whole Iceberg Lounge thing. And, you know, like, it's just all the corrupt shit that Cobblepot's involved in. You gotta wonder what they're gonna do. Like, what story arcs are gonna happen. It's an open world of possibility.
Yep. It's going to be great. I'm excited to see what they're going to do. Because, like you said, there's a lot of things they could feed off of or even do their own thing. It's really good. It's really fun. I guess shout-outs to Portugal. You guys from Portugal over there in the room. But, yeah, super excited for the spinoffs. But we also got a lot of shit online. This week, we saw on the Twitters that, of course, you know, we spoke about them actually filming, Batgirl, which is a new movie coming up. And from what we've seen from these little clips and pictures and everything, it looks fucking fantastic as well.
I mean, seeing Keaton in the Batsuit again.
Yes, you see Keaton in the Batsuit. We also see more of Bat. Who is it? Batgirl or whatever. She looks awesome. Firefly. Firefly looks fucking dope. Looks dope. Yeah.
Did you see Michael Keaton shared a picture of the silhouette?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. It's like,
yeah.
It's like as fantastic as this new Batman is. It's like that. We're talking Grail Batman for me. I mean, Adam West was fantastic and all in his own right, and I love the old 60s Batman. But, like, for me as a kid, it's like Batman was Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw both movies in the theater. I've actually seen every Batman movie in theaters, except for, I don't count the Justice League, because, no. But like, Keaton was Batman for me. I saw it in 89 and 91, and I remember the video games, and I had every fucking action figure imaginable. Like, oh, why, Batman needs to wear like camouflage for some reason. Okay.
Yep.
You know, and like every time I'd be at Toys R Us or KB Toys, it's like, I want that Batman. And like, I get it. And so, like, you know, that's the grail right there. And then, like, we got, you know, Christian Bale was great in at least two of those three films. and then obviously we got Pattinson, who for me now is like, he is Batman. Yeah. But just go back and see Michael Keaton wearing an outfit that you grew up watching him wear. And just going like, holy shit. Like, I need to see this. I need to see where they go with this.
Absolutely.
Because I know you've said it for years. I know I've said it for years. We've said it since before we even met. If they did a Batman, Batman Beyond film, he should have played Bruce Wayne older. And you just get random actor to play fucking Terry.
Terry, yep.
But now to get older Batman, you know, seasoned Batman, still at it. And I wonder if the reason why he's okay with doing Batman again is because of how they tied in his universe into fucking Crisis.
Yeah, probably.
Because Robert Wall's reading the paper and it talks about Batman, and you're like, oh shit.
Yep.
And then, and then, you know, to close that out, even though it's not that multiverse or that universe that, or Earth. Holy red skies of death.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But essentially that's because what it is, they're tying in all of that with everything that's in the DC extended universe.
Yeah.
And so we have that. And then also the fact that, you know, we have the Flash is coming too. So essentially he's going to be in the Flash as well. So it all ties in, which is fucking fantastic. It's about time that they actually do something like that with, especially in DC.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different versions of every fucking character that we know out there. And from what we've seen from even just from the teases of the Flash, there are multiple versions of the Flash in there too.
I mean, I do wonder if we get Grant Gustin to show up.
That would be cool.
Because, I mean, Ezra Miller showed up on the Flash.
Yeah. But in the teaser trailer that they have for this the Flash or whatever, you see three different versions of Ezra Miller in there.
Yeah.
So it just makes you think like, oh yeah, who else they're gonna bring? What other you know, multiverse type of characters they're gonna bring into this?
You know, because like I liked him in like the trailers I've seen for him play the Flash. You know, but like, I really want to see him in his own solo film because I really hope they do one of my favorite not Batman DC characters justice.
Yeah,
because I mean, seriously, the Flash is one of the
he's underrated. The Flash
is great. Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
but he was actually pretty good. He was actually pretty good in the Snyder Cut.
Okay.
The Snyder Cut, they did him a lot more justice than they did in the regular Justice League movie. Yeah.
The one of the greatest moments for the Flash ever for me was, was it Public Enemy, the animated, where like the Flash, like Wonder Woman scuffling with one of Darkseid's like goons, and like the Flash literally like runs in while he's fighting his, and he goes pop and punches her guy and it continues on.
Yep.
Oh,
it's great.
It's fucking amazing.
He's a fantastic character that you know, I'm glad that he's actually getting his shine now.
Yeah.
Granted that he had a couple TV shows back in the day. But it's good to actually have them now with even better special effects.
And yeah, like an updated version of a pivotal character in the JLA.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be interesting. I'm excited to see it. We are all excited to see this shit. Then some other shit. We know we've actually spoken about Kraven the Hunter and how we have Aaron Taylor Johnson playing Kraven. But we got some news that Fred Heckinger. I don't know how to say his name. But Fred Hechinger. There we go. Yeah, that one. Hechinger. Yeah. Kid from White Lotus is going to be playing the villain in this. We're not exactly sure who the villain is in this, but that's going to be pretty interesting because, we do know that a lot of people are in this movie already. We do know that Aaron Taylor Johnson is playing Quicksilver. Not Quicksilver, Kraven. He played Quicksilver previously. But yeah, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. Because, of course, this does somehow tie into fucking Spider-Man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, my brain isn't working right now.
It's because we're so oh my God, Batman was the greatest movie ever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then we have Jared Leto as Morbius.
As Morpheus, that's a whole movie right there.
Yeah. And then we know that Dakota Johnson is going to be playing Madame Web. So that's a bunch of different people already for essentially the Sinister Six right there.
Yeah. And
then Venom as well. Carnage.
And also, don't forget that there's still I'm done playing Spider-Man talks that Andrew Garfield has been mentioning. It's like, you lied to us before. We knew.
Yeah, so, exactly. We knew you were coming back. We knew you were going to stay away.
And you're a huge Spider-Man nerd, too, so you're going to want to come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you were completely bummed that part 3 didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, other than not being able to get a paycheck from it, but...
Right.
Yeah. I would have been pissed, too, honestly.
Yeah. But, it's like we got all these people in this, showing up in their own movies... And then, for some reason, we'll find out that why Vulture is in Morbius.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It's like, this is just going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And the fact that we've never gotten a live-action Chameleon before.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever seen Chameleon was the Fox animated show from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just they really
need
a Chameleon?
Yeah. Well, a character that you don't expect to see.
Not at all. Big screen. Not at all.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be interesting. I really want to see this now.
I got that Marvel Legend somewhere in this box in front of me. But nice. I'm like, all right, so aside from the figure and the animated show, I don't remember him.
That's fair. That's completely fair. Because, I was like, oh, Chameleon? That doesn't necessarily ring any bells. But then I was looking back to it, and I was like, yeah, that does make sense. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. I really want to see Kraven, now. Especially since Kraven is, he's a badass. I want to see what they're going to do with him.
I mean, I really wonder what story arc they're going to do for that. I wonder if they're going to try to tie in some of, his last hunt. And,
Oh, that would be great.
What a time to be alive as a nerd.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
Growing up reading all these books and now getting to see live action multiverses and the dark and gritty Gotham and Batman and,
the real Gotham.
The real Gotham, which was essentially a character in the movie. That's how fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. And obviously we'll spoiler talk that shit next week, but and then but go back into Marvel, it's like I never thought I'd see Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield show up in a Tom Holland movie. as their Spider-Man from those universes. But also, like, I never thought we'd get a Spider-Man movie. I never thought we'd get a Doctor Strange movie, or to go back to the man that started the whole fucking thing, fucking Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like these are just characters you read about. These are characters that you've seen an animated series about. And then you're like, oh shit. Like, Jon Favreau made us believe that there's a man in a suit that can fly.
Yeah. And he did a good job with it too.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And for the most part. Well, that, I don't know if you knew this, but the original Iron Man suit was designed by Stan Winston in his school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
that's cool.
Mark 1, 2, and 3 were all Stan Winston school, the Stan Winston School of Design. He sadly died before the movie came out, but, like, I think it was, like, still being, like, it was before they wrapped, I think, and, like, his students and his team took over and made the rest of the suits.
Oh, nice.
You know, before it became like, oh, hey, I'm Robert Downey Jr. I'm just going to wear a green screen suit.
Of course, yeah. We're just going to CGI the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. That's pretty dope. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, what a time to be alive. Like, we're getting...
Absolutely.
Because we're getting... I mean, if you think about everything we just said, we're getting a fucking Arkham series. We're getting a Penguin series. We're getting Batgirl and Firefly. And we're going back to Michael Keaton. And like, you know, and now we're getting fucking Kraven. And we have Venom. We have fucking... We had Carnage, despite how you feel about that movie.
That movie's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's actually really entertaining.
It had a lot of flaws, sure, but it's still, I mean, Carnage looked fucking great. But then you got this Batman that came out today, and you had one of the creepiest villains ever. Yeah. That shit felt like a horror movie.
It really did.
And then, I mean, holy shit. But now, like, you're getting your childhood coming to life here. You know? It's fucking wild.
Yeah. Fucking great, dude.
I mean,
it's a good time to be us.
Yeah. Like, you ever think you'd see a Morbius movie?
No.
I never thought. I was like, Morbius, the fucking vampire bat from the animated Spider-Man?
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought, too. Like, why are you getting a movie? Yeah.
But now you got Kraven, who the first time I've ever seen Kraven was the 90s animated cartoon. And you're like, oh shit, like, it's gonna be a live action movie, and you got Chameleon, who, again, we never thought we'd see live.
Exactly.
Fucking crazy.
Hell yeah, dude. Super crazy. But I love it. But continuing with the Marvel news, we got news that the kid from Stranger Things, the dude with the most badass name, Finn Wolfhard, has joined the MCU. Do we know who he's going to be playing in the MCU? No, we don't know. But it's fucking dope that Mr. Stranger Things is finally joining the MCU. Because of course, you know, he's actually pretty damn good as a kid actor. He was okay in Ghostbusters. He didn't have much to do in there. He was just,
he was just playing one of the kids. Like, he didn't really have, he wasn't a lead role.
Yeah.
But, you know, the kid has a career. He was in fucking...
Absolutely.
In the reboot of It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a pretty good actor. And he's done pretty damn good in fucking Stranger Things. Stranger Things is one of those shows that's, of course, you know, is going on. It's coming soon to its fifth season. Or coming not real soon, but, you know, soon the fourth season. But it's been a hell of a ride for him, especially since he's pretty much gone through puberty on the fucking show.
Yeah.
And he's growing up, and he's kind of said that he wanted to be part of the MCU in some way, shape, or form. When he was younger, a few years ago, and they finally made it, you know, come to fruition. Like, oh yeah, you're gonna be part of the MCU. But of course, like I said, we don't necessarily know who exactly he's going to be playing there, which would be kind of interesting. Kind of want to see where they're going to go with him in the MCU.
Oh yeah.
Who do you think he could possibly be, though?
Do you think he's going to be like a young version of a character?
Possibly. I could see that if they throw him into like flashbacks in a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. But they don't really do a lot of flashbacks like that.
True point.
He could be somebody in the Young Avengers. Which would be kind of interesting because, of course, you know, they are working on the Young Avengers. They're slowly building the Young Avengers team as it is. So it'd be interesting. He could also be another being that, you know, we have Loki and they have different variants of everybody pretty much. He could be another variant Loki.
Pretty cool. I was thinking that actually just now.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of possibilities there. He could also be a Skrull somehow. Throw him in there as fucking just a random dude coming in from nowhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot of possibilities for him in the MCU. It's like I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with him. That's some kind of interesting news that came out. It's one of those like, do we really need this? But why the hell not? I Am Legend came out a bazillion years ago.
Oh yeah.
And Will Smith was pretty good in that movie. Vampire movie, pretty dope. But we just got news today or yesterday that they're coming out with a sequel, which is why are they going to do a sequel? But the person that's going to be joining Will Smith is fucking Michael B. Jordan. I'm kind of down for this. I like Michael B. Jordan.
I do too. But like, Will Smith is in this, but like, I guess they're going off the alternate ending then?
Possibly.
Because he blows himself up in the first, when the theater
film right.
that I saw.
Yeah.
But in the alternate ending, he lives, he gives, mm-hmm. right? He gives the cure to the head vampire and gives him his girlfriend back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wonder where that's gonna go.
Yeah, could this be a prequel or whatever, where Michael B. Jordan plays the younger version of him, and he just has flashbacks most of the time.
Could be. It's just interesting that they're going with a sequel 20 years later. Like they tend to been the trend continues.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, let's see what else made us money back in the day.
And it's like just like they wrapped on Indiana Jones 5 like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is going to be like what, a makeup for part 4?
Yep.
But despite how terrible part 4 was, that movie came out in like 2006.
Yeah.
You know, and before that, how fucking long ago was Last Crusade? Like 1996?
Mm-hmm.
Or before 93?
It's all a money grab, dude. It's all a money grab. Yeah.
But it's like, come on. You don't need to make a movie. You don't need to make a sequel
to everything. You don't need another sequel. Just come up with new ideas.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm excited but not excited at the same time.
Yeah. I won't go to theaters for it.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm definitely not paying to see the shit. Definitely not. That sounds like a Cody night for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like I said, I Am Legend. Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. I like Michael B. Jordan. I like his movies. I like what he does. I like the way he does things.
Yeah.
But as far as I Am Legend, the only reason I'm probably watching this is because Michael B. Jordan actually playing a young version of Will Smith. That'd be kind of cool. It'd be better than fucking Gemini Man for sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that movie.
Yeah, that fucking movie. Will Smith playing himself when he was younger. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. No, thank you. Yeah. And I guess the one more piece for this week that's really fucking cool. We're a fan of the alien and the aliens and all those. We got news that coming to Hulu, we're getting an alien movie that's in the works at the moment. And it's being directed and written by Fede Alvarez, who's one of my favorite horror directors as of late. Fucking love Fede Alvarez. He's done a lot of good shit. Most importantly, he did the remake of Evil Dead. Fucking okay. Great. He also did Don't Breathe. Fantastic fucking series. But yeah. This is going to be an alien movie that's completely standalone. Its own thing. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. They also say this movie is not going to have Sigourney Weaver in it. So that'd be totally different than what we've seen already. But I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this.
And finally, an alien movie that's not going to revolve around the Predator.
Yes. So far. Yeah. Because, of course, you know, this was originally a Fox thing. But, of course, you know, Disney has the rights to everything now. So this is going to be on Hulu. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. It's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
I am super excited for it. Because, of course, you know, I like mostly for the director himself. For Fede Alvarez. Like, he's a really good dude. He's a really good director. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do with this alien movie. It's coming to Hulu. Is there anything else you want to add to this?
No, I got nothing.
Alright. Yeah, so guys, thank you for listening. Go check out InnerCityGeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We got Comic of the World, Manga Time, Anime World, Brighter J Presents. It's Poppin', the InnerCityGeeks webcomic, InnerCityGeeks Turntable, First Watch. So much fucking shit up there. That's a lot of shit, dude. And I ran through it pretty damn quick this time.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's places you can go check out in the links. So you can check out Sideshow Collectibles. We got a lot of cool fucking toys over there. So much fucking toys. Got some alien shit over there. You got a lot of Star Wars stuff. Got a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about in today's episode. A lot of Batman. A lot of Iron Man over there. Fucking dope ass Iron Man toys. So check out Sideshow Collectibles. Then we have some pretty cool, another cool place you can find some cool shit. What is it? Soul Sick Clothing Company. Got some pretty cool hats and shirts and cool shit for, you know, geeks by geeks. So check out Soul Sick Clothing. And type in InnerCity Geeks for 15% off. Then there's Beard Octane for your beardly goodness. So you get some beard oils, balms, butters. And type in ICD-10 for 10% off of there. Then also, I forgot to mention, we spoke about Diabolical earlier. Yeah. Check the link for fucking Amazon Prime on our page. It gets your first month free of Amazon Prime. Because, of course, you know, we all love fucking Amazon Prime. Especially now that we got Diabolical. So check that shit out. Click that link, get your first month free on Amazon Prime. So go check that out. Then there's what's the other one that we got up there? You know, you remember? My brain's not working right now. It was working for a second and then it stopped.
We said SciShow, we said So Sick. Did we do
We did Beard Octane.
Did we do the CBDs?
No, we did not do CBD. So check out CBDMD, where you get some pretty cool fucking CBD shit. We don't have a promo code for it because, of course, you know, the CBD stuff there is not that expensive. So you take that shit out, and it's actually good CBD stuff. So check out CBDMD. Click that link. Go over there. And then I think that pretty much wraps it up for those for the places, right? Am I wrong? Could I be wrong? Could I be right?
If we missed anything, there's a link tree.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's a link in all the fucking show in the show notes for all the places. Oh yeah, fucking. How can I forget? We're talking about wrestling a bunch. Fight TV, dude. Check out Fight TV. Yeah.
Check out Fight TV. Fight TV.
Yeah. We fucking love Fight TV. Click on the link. It'll take you to Fight TV where you get a whole bunch of fucking different types of wrestlings for free. Earlier today, I was actually watching, technically before we started recording, I was watching Ring of Honor's, of course, they've been doing the Hall of Fame stuff, but they have the Ring of Honor Hall of Fame for CM Punk. Two awesome matches from CM Punk from, what was it, like 2002 or something like that. Really good shit. Check that shit out. Social clothing, da 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 da. Yeah. So those are all the links to all the places. Go check all them shits out. And then the places you could listen to this show. You can listen to us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. Find us in all those places. You can find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you, Brian?
You can find me updating Bri2J Presents as the latest video is about to go up there.
Sweet!
So, you can find me kind of just winding down after that amazing fucking movie.
Yeah, for sure.
You can find me all over the place on social medias. Check out both Twitter and Instagram for Bri2J Presents. And then you could of course go to Bri2JPresents.com, which will link you to my YouTube channel. Comment, share, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell thingy. And if you comment, I'll like it and I'll say hi because I'm not rude.
Yeah, not rude, Bri.
Not rude, Bri. So like, you know, just do it.
Be like Nike, just do it.
Exactly. And where can we find you?
You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Like I said, thank you guys for listening. You guys are the greatest. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the guys that showed up in the chats. Guys from Portugal.
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. We appreciate you guys, especially listening to all the way in fucking Portugal.
Yeah,
that's far.
that's far indeed.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the fucking world, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like I said, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing. Thank you guys for just being you guys. I appreciate you guys. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.